As Republican delegates begin their party's nominating convention in downtown Cleveland today, citizens representing the breadth of the political spectrum have already been staging rallies and protests around or near the now heavily fortified downtown area. The city of Cleveland received a $50 million federal grant to provide security for the Republican convention. And from the looks of things near the convention center, one might think that money was spent mostly on heavy metal barricades and cages. Road closures and security checkpoints have made the usually difficult to navigate downtown area nearly impassable, leading many offices and downtown businesses to shut down for the week. But a few blocks away in the public square, a day-long roster of speakers and protesters promised to attract at least some of the pedestrian onlookers willing to brave the mobile maze. The largest of today's rallies will be a pro-Trump gathering at a nearby park featuring right-wing radio talk show host Alex Jones. And at 2 p.m. on the city's Near East Side, there will be a march against poverty organized by a coalition of groups including the Cleveland chapter of Jobs with Justice.
We are a coalition of labor, faith, and community organizations that do worker justice issues. And this is a march for the issues. This is not a march against the RNC or any particular candidate at the RNC.
What is the idea behind holding a march in conjunction with the RNC?
We have a lot of hateful rhetoric out there right now that we need to counteract. One of the issues that's part of the march is immigration and immigration reform, and that's because it's something that our organization has worked on over the last few years. So we know how the presumptive candidate feels about immigrants. So it's our answer back to say, we don't agree with what you're saying, we don't agree with the hate, we don't agree with the violence. So here we are in a peaceful march.
Klein says she is hoping the march will draw in excess of 5,000 people. More events are scheduled for each day through Thursday, culminating with a march led by a group of medical professionals calling themselves STAT, which stands for Stand Together Against Trump. Organizers Monica Moran and Brian Hambly say that the two main foci of their event are immigration reform and women's rights.
If you walk into a lab or a hospital here in Cleveland, you're likely to see a portrait of America, every ethnic group represented, every religious group represented. And many of these people, I'll say, are immigrants. They were born in other countries and they came here to contribute to our scientific research, to our medical community. And many of these are even Muslim immigrants, the exact ones that Trump has attacked. Banning immigration from Muslim countries, like Trump has suggested, would directly impact our hospitals here in Cleveland, but also for people around the country. There's a good chance you've had a doctor from one of these countries.
Well, we're concerned also about the way Donald Trump has spoken about women and being overtly sexist in what he says. A number of the physicians, nurses, and researchers are also female. As myself, as a woman and as a mother, I have two young daughters and a young son. I think that the way Trump speaks about the role of women, their thoughts, ability to contribute, or anything else, inexcusable. And I would feel like, as a professional woman, I need to stand up and speak against that. And that's what a number of the other professional women agree with.
There had been no significant clashes between opposing demonstrators or between demonstrators and police. Over the weekend, the head of the Cleveland Police Union urged the governor unsuccessfully to suspend the state's open carry law, as a number of groups, mostly Trump supporters, have pledged to bring their guns to the rallies. But so far here on the morning of this first day, the most visible guns have been the ones reposing calmly in the hands of the police, and even the rhetoric from supporters and protesters alike has been of a nonviolent nature. For FSRN, this is Evan Davis in downtown Cleveland, Ohio.